Love isn't a feeling. We hear that in Christianity, but it's the emotional love that I want to talk about this morning. So for the emotional love, I'm going to speak about it in two parts. The emotion of being loved, how I feel when I feel someone loves me, okay? But the other part is the emotion of loving someone, how I feel when I love someone. See the two different parts? When you feel you're being loved and one, the feeling you have when you love someone. That's the feeling you can have when you love someone and they don't even know it, right? You can still have that feeling, that emotion. So there's these two different parts. They're related, but they are different. First, let's look at the emotion of being loved. And there's different levels of this, of how you feel when someone loves you. The highest level of this is that madly in love feeling. You know, you're madly in love and you want to get married, that kind of feeling. The lowest level of this is when somebody, you got two items at the supermarket and somebody has a big car full and they let you go ahead of you. It's like, how is that related? It's related. It's just really, really far extremes of it. All right? There are many aspects to this feeling of being loved. Things that are included in that, the feelings of safety, of security. It's a place where physical appetites are met, emotional needs are met. There's different parts of our being within and without that are touched by the emotional love. We don't, though, feel truly loved unless there's actions to back up the words. There has to be something done to us to make us believe that we're loved. So when you're in love with somebody, when I'm talking about the emotion also, not just the action of sacrificial, the emotion requires actions done to us to feel that we're loved, to make us believe it. That brings us to the second emotion with love, the emotion of loving someone else. This is a confusing thing sometimes. It's this combination both of happiness and of chemicals within your body, both happening at the same time. And we call that being in love, right? You know what I'm talking about there, being in love. The kinds of emotions that we feel depend on the kind of relationship that it is, and the kind of relationship that you have with your spouse, the kind of relationship that you have with your children or your parents, the kind of relationship you have with your friends. And then maybe it's lowest level, empathy or pity. There's all these different things in how we're responding to people around us, how we feel that we love them. Because so many people equate love with the emotion that we call love, people also speak of losing that loving feeling. I mean, there's songs written about that, right? Or falling out of love, people say. Or, I don't love him, or I don't love her anymore. You hear that language. And they're talking about the emotion isn't there anymore. This is why so much stress is placed on love not being a feeling, but an act of the will. But if emotion tells us what's important to us, how do we have this emotion that we call love in our relationships? Why do we have these emotions of loving and being in love? So I want to give you some insight and clarity into why you feel or don't feel in love, why you do or don't feel in love, or why you do or don't feel romantic. It's very, very simple. Unsurprisingly, it's all about your value system. Now, that should come as no surprise to any of you that that is where this is coming from. Right? Right? Value system produces desires. Desires come out of your, emotions come out of your desires. Simple. It's always going to be that way. Relationships are built upon a common value system, right? Value systems that are the same produce relationships. So let's review again now, going back the last couple of weeks, the three areas of Jesus' temptation. First area of temptation was the temptation, things to do with bodily appetites. Right? Remember that? The second area has to do with what people think about you, the desire to be adored or honored. And the third part of the temptation, the desire to be in control or to have power or to have things. These are the three areas, your own kingdom. Now, these are really, really important because your value system is made up of those three areas. Everything in your value system is made up of those three areas in different degrees, different amounts. Everybody has those three areas. The parts of these three areas that are valuable to you affect your feelings of love, the emotion we call love. So when you feel love, this is it. This is it. All right, here we go. Big definition number one. When you feel the emotion of love, it's because somebody's doing your value system to you. That's it. That's it. That's where the emotion love comes from. When somebody does your value system, the one that's in you, when they do that to you, it makes you happy. It makes you feel in love. Or it makes you feel loved. That's what it is. Very simple. Told you it was simple. When you feel loved, it's because someone is meeting your value system to you. When another person does your value system to you, you feel loved. Conversely, when our value system is tweaked in the opposite way, when somebody's doing something to us that's not part of our value system, do we feel loved? No, we feel very unloved. When somebody goes against your value system, it hurts you. Remember, our emotions flow out of our desires that flow from our value systems. We desire to have our value system fulfilled for our own benefit. Right? Think about it. If love is sacrificial, if the action of love, sacrificial action for the benefit of others. Now think about it, the terms of emotion and our desires and who we are. We desire to have our value system fulfilled for our own benefit. That's what we do. And when we have sacrificial love for others, we're going kind of sometimes apart from our own desires. And the important thing to remember in all that is when somebody else does our desires to us, does our value system to us, it makes us feel loved. Now, depending on what's important to you in those three areas will depend on what will need to be done to you in order to make you feel loved. That's why there's some commonality to feeling loved. There's certain things that pretty much everybody in the world, that if you do that to them, they'll feel loved. And then there's areas that we're just different in. There's some things that we all share a need for, and then there's things that we're just different from one another in. When someone meets our value system, these three areas of desires. This is where it gets so complex. I woke up this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was awake for half an hour just thinking, I could do so much more tomorrow. It's like, I need another week. But of course, I didn't have it. So here's what you get. In these three areas of desires, there's so much complexity in the areas of your appetites, in the areas of how you want people to think about you, and the areas of what you want control and how you want life to be lived around you. It's so much. That is what makes up your value system. All those three things. When someone meets our value system, these three areas of our desires, it makes us feel loved, it makes us happy. When another person meets these needs for us, we get the loved feeling. We have fulfillment for the craving of relationship. So let's look at a typical person's value system regarding the emotion being in love. Here's when a person, they begin to have that loving feeling towards someone else, right? First thing we do, I'm not going to pick any examples from the audience. Oh, maybe Melissa. When we first, quote, fell in love, what's the process? And this is where you children really need to be, older children, really need to be paying attention here, because this is what you are experiencing. The first thing we do is we imagine that other person is like us, right? We imagine that other person is like us. Well, they're like us in what way? Well, we imagine that they have our same value system. That they're like us in our value system. And we imagine that that other person likes us back. And that makes us feel good. That's the emotion I'm talking about. We believe that that other person will or does share our value system. However, what's the biggest part of your value system? I can look at every one of you this morning and I can tell you what the biggest part of your value system is. And this might come as a shock to some of you that I can do this. The biggest part of your value system is you. That's it. The biggest part. The biggest part of my value system is me, right? I want my desires met. I want my appetites met. I want to have things my way. That resonate with any of you? Of course it does, right? I want things to revolve around me, have my needs met. And as we discover that other person, their value system isn't always all about me, it's about them. There's something wrong with them, right? And I begin to lose some of that loving feeling, right? And over time, we realize that we have projected our value system onto them. We've imagined that they have all our values. We've assumed their value system is just like ours. And then we become disappointed when we recognize we don't share the same value system. We discover there's differences there. And over time, the loving feeling begins to disintegrate. Remember, I'm just talking about the emotion. Now, if you've heard anything taught about the love languages, you'll see that this is a deeper understanding of what's going on in them. Love languages are only expressions of our value systems that produce happiness and other emotions. But instead of focusing on doing these certain things, you know, the love languages to each other, what I want you to do is I want you to see deeper. I want you to look into your own heart and the heart of the other person. Understand it's because of value systems that produces those desires in the first place. When I feel that I love someone... Now, this is when I feel loving towards someone. What do? I do my value system to them. I do my value system to them. Because this is what I think. This is what makes somebody feel loved. Because that's what makes me feel loved. I'm going to do that to that other person. It's more natural to do my value system than theirs. And thus, I can feel that I love someone. And I can do my value system to them. But they might not feel loved by me. Because the things that I'm doing to them aren't in their value system, or not to the same degree it's in mine. What I do in terms of what makes me feel loved is all about my value system. What makes me feel loved, not their value system. So in order for two people to connect and both feel the emotion of love, they must have a really clear understanding of their value systems, not just their own, but the other person's. Two people can share a lot of the same value system and still not have the emotion of love. And this goes back to what I said at the beginning of this series regarding relationships that close up over time. The doors of the heart close up. This happens not only because of pain, where people deliberately hurt each other in relationship. Oh, that'll take away loving feelings really fast. And the reason people will deliberately hurt each other in relationship is because they don't share the same value system. It's always going to come down to that. But it's also when the other person doesn't understand that they've inadvertently caused pain to us. They've hurt us in our value system because they weren't aware of it. And sometimes they're not aware of it because we haven't shared what it is. So when we feel or believe that the other person is not meeting our value system, in other words, they're not willing to take care of our appetites, whether that's hugs or touching or whatever the care is, or they're not demonstrating that they adore us according to our value system, or they aren't giving us our own way, or they're not doing things in our kingdom that we desire the way we want them done. When all that goes on, we lose the emotion of love because of the conflict that arises between our two value systems. For example, toilet paper and toothpaste and dirty laundry on the floor. You're going to say, yeah, I pick the absurd to demonstrate this. I remember reading an illustration about this in a book once, how a woman, they came in for marriage counseling and they were each given a set of 3x5 cards, and on each card they were write down one issue that they were having trouble with. And the woman had to come back halfway through the week to get more cards. And so on each of these cards, she'd have something like, you know, squeezes the toothpaste at the top rather than the bottom. You know, these are the kind of things that are kind of funny and they frustrate us. And they are part of your value system. And they're part of the process that destroys the emotion of love in relationship. All these things are important to me, and for some reason, whatever that is, it's part of my value system. So the toilet paper, you know how the roll can hang over the front or at the back? And you're looking at me saying, that's part of your value system? And I'm saying, yes. How many people like the toothpaste squeezed at the bottom? Anybody? How many people like it squeezed? They don't really care. Right? See, you see the difference? That's what I'm talking about. But for those of us that like it squeezed at the bottom, please squeeze it at the bottom, right? It matters. I can be in agreement with the other person on so much of my value system, but then there's these little areas. So when these things bother me, I have a few options. One, I can experience a lot of negative emotion, anger, sadness, frustration, all these things that go along with not getting my own way, these kingdom issues. Two, I can change my value system or get the other person to change their value system. In other words, get them to hang the toilet paper right. Or three, I can trump my value system with a more powerful desire, a more powerful value. That is, I can find and focus on something more significant to me than toilet paper and how it hangs. If I don't have a desire greater than that in my life, I need to find one from somewhere. All these little areas of value system destroy that loving feeling. Now, there's three things that destroy it. One, the outright conflict where people do things to hurt each other. Two, and that's the worst. Two, the times where the heart opens up and wants to share something personal and the value system, the other person doesn't see how important that is. That closes things up. Talked about that before. And three, the rest of it's this. It's these little things, and there's like 100 of them, or 1,000 of them, and you didn't know this when you got married. And now suddenly, this person doesn't share your value system in all these areas. And you lose that loving feeling, right? Because relationships are built upon a common value system. When we ask for something to be done a certain way and it's not done, we feel that we aren't loved. The emotion is there. The things that we consider important aren't important to that other person. They don't care where they squeeze that tube of toothpaste. And we become disappointed in the other person and we discover how unlike we are, how we don't share all values the same. This happens over time as we discover more and more about the other person. And that's why it's easier sometimes to feel more in love with someone you don't know very well than it is to feel the emotion of love with someone you know very well. The emotion of love is dependent upon someone doing our value system to us. That's it. I told you, it's simple. The emotion of love is dependent upon someone else doing our value system to us. My emotions of being loved are about my value system being tweaked by that other person. It's all about my bodily appetites, my desire to be adored, and my desire for power, things being met by another person, not me doing it myself. And when they do this to me, when they meet my value system for me, I feel happy. And I feel in that relationship love. When I do that other person's value system to them, they feel loved. When you do your value system to another person, when you do yours to the other person, they may or may not feel loved. It just depends on whether or not you share those common values. Now, in terms of relationship, these three areas that build your value system, the values, you know, your appetites, your desire to be adored and loved, and your own kingdom, getting your own way. They're all important in making us feel loved, but I think the second one, our recognition from the other person, is really one of the most important, or maybe more important than the other two. Again, it depends on your value system. For some people, being in control is more important than anything else, and that will be their big one. We still need, yes, to be touched, and we need to be given those things, but more than that, we need to be adored by those who love us. And why is that? Because any lack in the other two areas fall back on our feeling of rejection in the second one. And when we feel rejected, it doesn't matter about our appetites being fulfilled, and it doesn't matter about us having control. When we don't feel adored, when we feel rejected, it affects everything in the relationship. So recognition is a huge part of the human value system. That's why we need to hear it so much from those who love us. That's why we typically don't believe others' admiration if we can't confirm it in ourselves. That's why we first believe someone loves us. We must first believe someone loves us for us to gain any emotional benefit of feeling loved from them. I mean, in other words, it's easy for you to feel you love someone, but it's not as easy to feel that they love you. The emotional love is dependent upon doing our value system to us, having someone do it to us. When they meet our value systems in terms of bodily appetites and adoration and things, then we feel loved. When they disappoint us and fail to serve us in our value system, then we begin to feel not as loved. And emotionally, we have this other phrase in our language, we pull back emotionally, right? How do you fix it? Well, both people have to start with having God's value system as the basis. God's value system is sacrificial love for the benefit of others, and it's very, very hard for us to change to that. Be sacrificial toward the other person. But then, in those other areas, you know, the things that, you know, I've scoured, this isn't really true, but I'd like to say, I've scoured the Bible and there's nothing in there about where you squeeze the toothpaste tube. I know it's not in there. But you see what I'm talking about? There's some of this stuff just isn't, there's no biblical reference to say how you're supposed to squeeze the toothpaste. I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could find something and pull it out of context that would be goofy and fit, but I'm not going to do that. I want you to understand that when we look at some of these areas of our value system, they're just because they're the way we are. It's not right or wrong about what part of the tube gets squeezed. It's not right or wrong. How we treat each other is right and wrong when we have a conflict over that particular value. So we need to know the value system of the other person. We need to know what matters to them and do those things to them, whether it means anything to us or not. That's what sacrificial love for the other person is. Do what makes the other person happy and feel loved. Change your own value system if there's something wrong with it. Focus on more important things in your value system than the things that are bothering you that the other person does. Restoring romance in a husband-wife relationship. Everything I'm about to say about that has to be governed by God's value system. Sacrificial love for the benefit of others. It has to be. It's serving one another. Damage done to the relationship has to be confessed and repented of. Well, I mean, where there's been hurt done to each other deliberately, these are the big things and they have to be taken care of. Or everything that comes afterward, the thing I'm talking about this morning, forget it. Yeah, you can do this other stuff, but if you've got other garbage there that's never been taken care of, you're not going to go anywhere. Emotionally. With that said, how do you bring back the loving feeling? You discuss the areas of desires according to the three areas. In terms of bodily appetites, your need to be adored, and in terms of getting your own way or having things that you want done your way. And find the commonness. Find out what's important to the other person and do those things for that other person. Learn as a couple to see where something might be really wrong compared to God's value system and change those things. You might actually share the same value, and it's completely horrible. You need to change that. Where something can be done, serve that other person in those things that are important to them. Give them what makes them happy in relationship. Do their value system to them. But only insofar as those aren't in conflict with God's value system. You don't want to create a selfish monster in the process of this. Now, in terms of insecurity and openness in relationship, insecurity is the feeling of a danger of loss of love. When a person is not doing our value system to us, we fear that they don't love us anymore. So being open is tied, you know, when you want that openness in relationship, it's tied to feeling safe in that other person's love. Our emotions confirm our desires to be loved by that other person. This goes back to the introduction again, where I spoke that one person opens up their heart and the other person doesn't treat what they said as valuable or is as valuable as the person who opened up. That hurts. That makes the person feel unloved and it causes them to close off their heart. And that breaks down the openness and the security. Before I move on to the next topics, which I'm going to persevere in. I want to make a couple more comments on here. How do you make your children feel loved or anybody else feel loved? It's exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. You think about their needs in terms of these three areas. These three areas are the things you need to work on. They need to be held. They need to be touched. They need to be loved, hugged, and of course fed. they need to know that you're pleased with them, that you think they're special, that you think they're wonderful. They need to know that you place value on the things that are important to them, that they place value on. The things that are important in their lives, the things that they're pursuing. That's how you make your kids feel loved. Value systems, though, remember, they're very complex. They're very deep things. They have within them good and evil. Not everything in your value system is right. Some of it's good, some of it's evil, some of it's twisted. It's not easy to understand all that's going on there. So we guide our hearts towards sacrificial love and the desire to meet the needs of others. But at the same time, we guide our children in learning those things as well. That we're not just meeting their needs, we're teaching them to meet those needs in other people so that they learn to love in return. That's what we want to do. Now, that covers love. You should understand now what love is. Love is the emotional love happens how? Why does it happen? When someone does your value system to you. Now, let's talk about loneliness. The next ones are going to be easy. You understand love. I mean, loneliness makes sense. Loneliness is easy. Loneliness comes from a sense of loss. That's where it comes from, some sense of loss. Nostalgia, you know. Oh, the good old days. You know, you've lost something from the good old days. This loss can be something you imagine, or it could be something that's truly missing. Loneliness comes when we feel unloved. That's it. Loneliness comes when we feel unloved. It's the sense of loss when we don't have those loving emotions, when we don't feel someone loves us. No one's tweaking our value system to us. So when we feel that others, perhaps anyone, truly loves us according to our own value system, we feel alone, lonely. So we can have lonely even in relationship. We can feel alone in our own value system. We can be in relationship with other people, but our value system's not shared, and so we feel alone. Or that we cannot share it. We can't share the deepest parts of us. So those parts of us remain hidden. And they can't be shared. Loneliness is having no one in our lives that loves us, that tweaks our value system at that deepest level. If being loved is having someone know you and accept you and do your value system to you, then loneliness comes from a real or perceived rejection of you and your value system. And that brings us to jealousy. The Bible speaks a lot about God being a jealous God, right? Ever wonder what that's all about? Now, jealousy, it's not purely a negative thing. The experience of it is negative. The experience of jealousy is negative. There can be positive outcomes of it and positive purposes with it, but the feeling of jealousy is not pleasant. Jealousy is a fear of losing your place in someone's life, that you'll be replaced or that some need that you fulfill in the other person will be met by someone else. That is, someone other than you will do your loved one's value system to him or her. See, if being loved, if loving someone is doing a value system to them, and being loved is having someone do their value system, your value system to you, jealousy is the feeling you get when you see someone else doing the value system to someone you love and you want to be the one doing it. That's what jealousy is. And worse, the fear that they'll do it better than you. Along with the loss of our place in the life, then, comes the fear that the love we receive will diminish or cease with the loss of our role in the life of the one we love. So we're not fearing that we will lose the object of our love, but we're fearing the loss of being loved by them. Jealousy is the fear of being unloved and draws upon our feelings of being unlovable or unworthy or unacceptable, unable to fill that other person's value system. In whatever way we fear we might be or might be being replaced comes ever-growing feelings of worthlessness. If we can be replaced, then the replacement must be better, we reason. And if better, then we must be faulty. And if we're faulty, then we're in danger of being unlovely. And then things in our value system scream out to us that they will not be fulfilled. No one will love us and we'll become lonely. When I'm jealous, it's because I believe that I can be replaced and my replacement will receive the love that I currently enjoy. Jealousy is an emotion about my need of love. Jealousy is also about not wanting to share the person you love with anyone else. One of your values is that you value being the one who meets your loved one's needs. That you alone make them happy and feel loved. Jealousy is about exclusiveness. We feel jealousy when we are not the one meeting the needs of the one we love, but rather someone else is meeting their needs. And that makes us feel insecure, inadequate, fearful. So how does the lover prevent jealousy in the one he loves? He must cultivate within the loved one the knowledge that he or she is loved and will never be replaced. That even though there may be aspects of another that are found to be lovely, in that other person there's never to be a replacing or diminishing of love or need for him or her. He needs to let the loved one know that she meets his needs in ways no one else can or will ever meet them. She makes him feel loved. He makes her feel loved. We feel loved when someone does our value system to us. We feel loving when we do our value system to another person. The concept's very simple, but understanding the depths of our heart is not. The emotions of love and loneliness and jealousy help us understand. The emotions help us understand our desires, and our desires help us understand our true value systems. And once we understand our desires, and more important, our value systems, and then we share our value system in relationship, we will become better lovers, and we will be able to cultivate the emotion of love in our relationships.